Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get an ex back. And this week, I want to talk about why some exes never come back. There are several reasons for this. Are you brave enough to find out what those reasons are to see if you're going to fall into one of those categories? Well, continue to listen then. And in the meantime, I want to welcome back the No Contact Army. And thank you to everyone who has downloaded Silencio. We've had thousands of downloads, and we'd love to get a review from you or a rating. So please make sure you do that after you listen to this video. And if you too would like to join the No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification, and you're in. And to read the No Contact Army manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com, where you can read two free chapters before purchasing the book. Okay, so you may have heard me say before that 90% of people will hear from their exes. However, that doesn't mean that 90% of people will get their ex back. That would be great, wouldn't it? Unfortunately, it's a lot less than that. There are no real statistics that I've been able to find, but I honestly think it's less than 10%. Because think about it. How many exes have you gotten back with? Think of all the people that you've dated. What percentage of those people did you end up getting back with? Maybe you got back with one, two, or like a lot of people, none. So let's look at the reasons why some exes never come back. Now, one reason is because you messed up too much after the breakup, meaning that there was a possibility of getting them back, but unfortunately you handled things incorrectly. And this happened with a client of mine a few years ago. I still cringe every time I think about it, because we were so close to getting her back. And when he contacted me, she had broken up with him, and he was in no contact. Well, actually, she wasn't even speaking to him, so he really had no choice. And in working with me, slowly, we were able to get her to contact him, and she was the one doing all the reaching out. I had him going very slowly, and he had one of those anxious attachment styles, which was the reason she broke up with him in the first place, because he did something. Well, he did a lot of things he shouldn't have done, but there was a final straw and she broke up with him the first time. So now we were oh so close. And then something happened. I don't know. She started to pull away. She went to visit him, and she was supposed to stay all weekend. And instead she left that night. And I said, well, what did you do? What did you say? He's like, nothing. Okay. Then they were supposed to go to a concert together, and I prepared him. I said, okay, if she says yes, she's still going to the concert, okay, great, here is what you're going to say. If she says no, she's not going to go to the concert, here's what you're going to say. Unfortunately, with the anxious attachment style, he didn't listen to me. She didn't want to go to the concert. He freaked out, and again, behaved in a way he shouldn't have. And he sent text after text. Why are you doing this to me? Why are you acting this way? I can't believe it. And all she responded with was, I'm not ignoring you. I've just been busy. Which is what's usually going to be the response when you bombard someone with messages when you're freaking out. And so he blew his second chance. She almost came back, but he messed up. So if you mess up in trying to get them back, then you may miss out on your opportunity to get back together. And that's why I offer private coaching. I want you to get your ex back. So please take advantage. And the link for that is below every single video. We'll send you the rates. Now, another reason is because they're just done. They're just totally done. I mean, aren't there people that you've dated that you're just totally done with? Like, you've had it. You gave them chance after chance, and they just kept messing up too much. and you just couldn't take it anymore. You're like, forget it. There's other people out there. Why do I have to put up with this? So if their interest level goes below 50, then they are going to break up with you and they're going to stay away unless you're able to raise their interest level. But again, if you don't do the right things after the breakup, you're not going to get them back. However, if their interest level is really low, if it's 10, 20, whatever, then chances are slim to none. And the person who taught me about interest level is Doc Love, and he wrote a great book called The System. And if you want to read 10 free chapters, you can do that. The link is below every single video. And then if you do decide to go ahead and purchase the book, I have the lowest price online. You will not find a lower price anywhere. So if you're interested in interest level and a lot of other things that he taught, unfortunately he passed away last year, then look below every single video for the link. So those are the two main reasons why exes never come back. Because you messed up after the breakup, or they lost interest, their interest level went really low, and they broke up with you, and they are not interested in coming back no matter what. Now, I do want to talk about fake breakups, because if it's a fake breakup, then they will be back. And you know it's a fake breakup because you end up hearing from them within 2 weeks. That's usually the longest they can hold out if you're doing no contact. So if someone breaks up with you, you do no contact, and you hear from them within 2 weeks, usually it's a fake breakup because otherwise they wouldn't be calling you. And there were a lot of fake breakups with my boyfriend in Italy when I was in my early 20s. And it's kind of a funny story because I had his TV at my apartment, and it was a big TV. Remember back in the day when the TVs were huge, just like the computer monitors? And so we'd get into a fight, and I'd be like, okay, it's over. Or he'd say, okay, it's over. And the other one would agree, okay, fine. And then he'd say, I'm taking my TV. I'd say, go ahead. And then he'd have to drag that TV out of there, into the elevator, down the stairs, out to his car, put it in his car, and then drive off. And then inevitably, since it was a fake breakup, then we'd make up, and then he'd bring the TV back, and then we'd break up again, and he'd take the TV away. It became a running joke. So I thought you'd find that story amusing. So yes, with fake breakups, then they will come back. And the only way to know is usually because of the time, the fact that they get a hold of you so quickly, they try to contact you so quickly. They were trying to manipulate you, or they were angry at the moment, so they said, it's over, but they didn't really mean it. So now I want to hear from you. Do you think you fall into one of these three categories, either the fake breakup, or the category where they are totally done with you, or where you may be messing up and you're afraid that you're not going to get them back? And if that is the case, actually, then I really hope that you'll reach out to me for help with coaching to get your ex back. I want you to get them back, but if you have an anxious attachment style, it's going to be really hard unless you have me telling you to do certain things or not do certain things, but you have to listen. Otherwise, you're not going to get them back. And if you found this video helpful, then please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.